We all know that the Business Breakfast Club, in collaboration with CCFM, presents the Beyond All Limits Masterclass, right? And now joining me on the line to chat about her involvement in the masterclass is my queen sister, Liesel Snyman. Good morning, queen. How are you?
Good morning, my sister queen. I love it when you say my queen sister, because there's just something attached to the my.
Yeah, I'm
claiming you. There's a deeper connection.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good morning, everyone else that's tuned in as well.
Are you good, Liz?
I am good. Mm-hmm. I am suffering from end-of-year fatigue, but I am good despite that year-end fatigue. So we hanging on. I'm hanging on the tip of my nails, like literally.
I know, we literally feel
the truth
you.
And only the truth.
Yeah. Like, and it will set you free, Queen Sister. It will set you free.
Come on now.
Yeah, but we're all feeling the same way, and it's by the grace of God that we are able to wake up every single day to do what we're called to
only
do.
Only by His grace.
Yes, you know, for His glory. Exciting things. BBC, right, in collaboration with CCFM, are presenting the Beyond All Limits Masterclass. And you, my dear Queen, are involved. I want you to talk us through, you know, your involvement as one of the panelists at this upcoming Beyond All Limits Masterclass. What can the listeners expect from this panel conversation?
Sure. I am so excited to be part of the BBC Masterclass. I think BBC, by its own right, has just become like a brand that is standing out amongst the rest.
Yeah.
There's just so much happening. So it's such a great honor to be part of Kenny's vision and what she foresees to happen on the day. And yeah, so that is just my excitement. I met Kenny when I was still within F&B. So I think it was her very first or the second BBC that I attended in a small venue, so that ignited the entrepreneur that people know today. But specific to my mandate for Kenny's vision on the 29th, I think what our guests will be or can expect today or prepare themselves for is really an up-close and personal dialogue around my own experiences as an entrepreneur.
Mm.
You see, my sister queen, what the public eye see and what they perceive is not always the reality behind the scenes as an entrepreneur. So I will speak about how it started. You know, I think many entrepreneurs can attest to the fact that their entrepreneurial journey started with a vision. So I had a vision, and my vision looked exciting when I was still within the bank. And that vision and what I saw, what the Lord gave me, really ignited my hope and my belief in what I would be able to do and contribute to society. I knew, because the Lord has placed inside of me, that there was something remarkable that I could offer the world, and I saw those areas that my, not just my experience, but my journey in Christ, my journey in life, and how it could impact the world. But I think more importantly, the guests and everyone that's going to be there will hear the truth behind the experiences. So, and the truth is always connected to, you know, an expectancy. I expected the thrills because it was a vision from the Lord, and everything from the Lord is beautiful, and there's, you know, highs attached to it. But I was also really almost taken out by the moments of disruption. And those moments of disruption, you know, I think just to make like a few examples, business disappointments are real. And how do you cope when these business disappointments happen? The reality of working extremely hard with not, with no rewards or very limited rewards to the pocket. It's real. What I have become used to in my, you know, all the years in corporate, and the reality that I faced within my entrepreneurial journey, it was real. It was real to my pocket and to how I felt about myself. I will also speak about where my inspiration had to come from during those challenging moments, the moments where I felt like nothing that I was doing, and I was putting so much hours into it, you know, but I couldn't really see the impact in that moment. And those challenging moments, I will speak about how it has then shaped me and how it has altered some of the traits that I can now utilize, being almost 3 years in my, I make it 3 years, it's 2 years and a few months, but it sounds nice if I say 3 years, almost 3 years. And as an entrepreneur, I've learned certain things because of those disruptions. And so it will be an honest discussion of my entrepreneurial journey and how it shaped me.
Sure. I love when you say it's going to be an honest discussion. I love that. And honestly, that is what we're always looking for and seeking for, you know. Now, Noles, in your book, Beautifully Flawed, you share in detail, you know, that leaving the corporate world to start your own publishing house, Kintsukuro Consulting. What advice would you, you know, tell yourself, or what advice did you tell yourself before making that very big, courageous leap?
No, I think quite interesting to be, you know, in for the sake of honesty to all readers, when I left the bank, I knew that I needed to open a life coaching practice, and I knew that I needed to write the book. The publishing house was something that happened as a result of something changed within my plan, and I was open to the change in the plan. Sure. So if I can give myself advice now, is to, one, have a plan, but also be open to deviate from your plan. And I'll explain why, because, I mean, people say, deviate, how do you deviate from a plan?
Yeah.
I think what I have learned, that deviations within a business is common, because as the business grows, there's also environmental changes, there's client changes, you pick up certain needs that you maybe weren't aware of. So where those changes then occurs, you need to then adapt and change your strategies to be aligned with the new realities that you're going to face within your business.
Yeah.
So that will be the first plan that I would say, Liesl, you need to be open for change to your plan. The second thing that I would tell Liesl of 3 years back, when she was so excited when she left the bank, is guard your heart, Liesl. Your heart, because it is your safety net.
Sure.
What I've learned, my sister queen, as an entrepreneur, my heart is the core of everything, or is at the core of everything that I do. So my thoughts, my emotions, my values are all driven by what happens inside my heart. It's the force behind all my decisions and my actions. So if I allowed the negative influences to take hold of my heart, it would have had a detrimental impact on my business and my personal life. And I'm saying, had there were moments of, you know, where wrong decisions were taken and wrong choices were made and wrong reactions happened as a result of certain disruptions. But I've learned after the fact, guard your heart, because that is really the core of my business. My business is my brand. I am the face behind my business. And I think the last advice that I would give myself as Yana Liesl, just learn the true meaning of cash flow, because there are different types. There's different types. I was just focused on, oh my goodness, I am not earning a salary yet, or the salary is so little. But in reality, is there's an operating cash flow. And if the business is still running, it means that your operating cash flow looks good. But then there's an investing cash flow. Are you putting money away, even if it's just 100 rand? Financing and free cash flow, you know, those extra reserves. And it might take time to get to the extra reserves, but I had to learn the hard way to get to that moment. So, lessons that I have learned, I didn't necessarily know when I started in 2021.
Yeah, but now you know, and you'll be sharing all of those lessons
on the
29th. Never. No, sure. What's the importance of, you know, behind words and writing them down and seeing that particular vision, writing it down?
Yeah.
And then also, why would you encourage our listeners to do the same?
Sure. That is such a powerful question, because, I mean, it's linked to both my business strategy and how it changed and almost made room for me to make space for the publishing house that was actually started only last year, June. the public Kinsikoro Bookhouse element of Kinsikoro Consulting. So I think to answer your question in short, and also to make sense for everybody that's tuned in a world sake where words, and more specifically a history of words that maybe had a negative impact on our psyche, on our mind, and how we respond to things, I think writing is one way to rewrite the narrative of the role that words used to play in your life. So if words played a negative role in your life, rewrite it. Make it your own. Change your story. Because the effect that negative words played in our past lives often had ripples that spanned for decades. And so in my journey as a publisher in within the Kinsikoro Bookhouse portion or element or segment, let me say, focus niche area of my business, there were, you know, my own book is I rewrote my narrative based on, I used to think that I couldn't because of all the mistakes that I made. But then as I wrote Beautifully Flawed, I learned that, listen, you experience because of those lessons that you've learned, and you are qualified to talk on the topics because you have lived through it, you're no longer in it anymore. And so I have clients within, you know, published authors now, this gracefully broken, young, beautiful lady, a wife who rewrote her story of addictions and variations of addictions that we become entangled in, and how she had to find herself broken and allow God to heal her from everything that she used to attach herself to in the past, and now is living forward. And so there's a story of a woman who rewrote her own story after losing the love of her life. And, you know, beautiful theme book, it's called Grieving You, Finding Me. She wrote this as a way of healing, and that is how words helped her. It became a way of coping. And then it also led to a healing process and a finding a version of her that she didn't necessarily get into when her husband was alive. Beautifully, beautifully stories. And then there's words can be used as a weapon to free yourself from the cages that words placed you in. Come on now. Sure. You know, because words are sometimes like swords that carves into our hearts and our minds. So I have this one title called They Called Me Morphe. I think more people need to hear about the power of words and what it causes in the lives of those that hear it from a very young age. Born to Sparkle, a woman who was told that she was never good enough and there was so much uncertainty, and she reclaimed the sparkle for herself. And then the last book that was now just published recently is Searching. Somebody who wrote about, you know, how in a search for finding everything that she lost as a result of either loss, mourning the life of people that she's lost, and searching in all the wrong places, but then she found something that's so much more meaningful. But words helped her to get to that point. And then again, I mean, I can go on and on, and I want to give all my authors an opportunity to almost market them. I've got one author who wrote a fiction, and the fictional character was her to share a message intended for a unique audience, a message connected to both the religion but also the value of adoption and how family becomes family through processes that's not necessarily seen as a normal process, but it's normal in all intended purpose because it's a family. And then a very dear auntie of mine, she's always had a dream to write a book, and she released her childhood dream into the world called Her Kissed a Yellow Owl. She always wanted to write. She was a teacher when she worked, and as a senior citizen, she released her book into the world. Now, this is the beauty of writing. And so plans in a business shape, in a business plan, is also you releasing your dream into the world, but you write it down, pen and paper. It's almost like a contract that you write to yourself. Sorry, I'm getting carried away, and I'm not there to see your eyes to say, legal stop. I hope I'm answering your question.
You did, and more, sure. You know, we love hearing from you. We love receiving from you, you know, because we know that God always, you know, puts something in you so that you can just pour into those who are listening. So we love listening to you, Liesl. And I know that you shared as to what you will be covering on the 29th, but as a whole, what can the listeners expect from this particular masterclass?
I think in the words of Kenny, a lot of Barach means that's going to give them a lick of time.
Yeah.
But to add to that part, because I mean, I think the takeaway of learning will be a given, because the footprint or the mark that the speakers have already made in their respective industries are absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Craig Park is going to be the keynote speaker, and I mean, his name and Jazzathon is almost like one name. You can't talk that Jazzathon and not talk about Craig Park. Mm-hmm. And then there's a wonderful queen, Kim Palmer, on the ball college. I mean, she's doing amazing things within the Microsoft IT space, and those are it's necessary skills that needs to happen today. There's Rubina Alexander, Mommy and Me, and the way it's spelled, it's not mommy, it's mommy and me. So why? We need to understand what happened in Rubina's life. I mean, Randall Otao, the doctor from Menenberg, who drove a taxi. I mean, that's a mark. Something happened in this man's life for him to make that great of an impact. And Samson Dani, I know they've spoken of about Sam and the inroads that he's making within the AI space. So again, the keynote speakers have already made their mark within the industry. But what I believe more than that, we will get inspiration. Because inspiration is what we will get from each and every speaker that will be sharing about the real hurdles that they faced and most likely still facing on their journey as entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Yet, I think the important thing that will most likely come out is how each and every person are now sitting with a unique, acquired set of abilities to thrive despite those hurdles. Because if you are still in business, it means you are thriving amidst the muck, the distraction, the interruptions, the confusion, the sadness, whatever the disappointments, you are still thriving. And it's those grit moments, you know, those grit stage, and to give the listeners the meaning of grit, it's when you have courage, when you have strength of character, when you push through despite of what you are faced with. And every speaker will give that grit a name based on what they have lived through. Ek het klom grit goedes that I can add. Sorry, I just went into my colloquial tongue. Yes. But there's a lot of things. Sorry, my sister Queen.
No, I was just listening to you. Before we wrap up, listen, you are sharing a lot, okay? You are sharing a lot and we love it. For those who's listening and wondering, is this for me? Is it for everyone? Or is there a particular a target audience for this masterclass, Liesl?
Listen, I think everyone deep inside of their hearts are born entrepreneurs. Whether you have started your business or whether you are doing it as a side hustle, whether you're doing it as an extra income, everybody is inherently an entrepreneur. Even if you're employed, you are an owner-manager culture. So I cannot put a border around who needs to attend this masterclass. Is open for everyone, because whilst you're going to learn about how people have thrived within the different sectors and their businesses, you're going to hear about certain coping mechanisms when the real deal and the things happen within your business, within your workplace, within your side hustle. Those are the things that you will experience. So open for all. And if you haven't booked the ticket yet, it's only 160 Rand. And everyone needs to be there, because you're going to walk away so much richer. You're going to get the return on your investment. Just book. It's on the 29th of November.
Sure. Fantastic. Liesl, thank you so, so much for...
Welcome, my sister queen.
It's so amazing how you just poured. You know, it felt as though we were in the masterclass already. So it goes to show that, you know, no one should be left out. It's the tickets, as you mentioned, are 160, yeah. Very, very cheap. You know, 29th is around the corner, Omidraai. So you can start...
Omidraai,
like literally. So thank you so, so much for your time.
You're
know
so
that,
welcome.
You're going to be phenomenal on the 29th. Have a blessed one, my
friend. Oh, God gets all the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, my sister queen. Thank you, everyone. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. It is Liesl Snyman, who will be one of the panelists at the BBC Beyond All Limits Masterclass in collaboration, of course, with CCFM, taking place on the 29th of November. Purchase your tickets right now at Cricket, which is $160. It is worth it. She said that you will get, you will gain, you will receive your return on investment.